musical theater majors and drama and vote like voice majors will like sing anywhere they are because that's like them getting their practice in, which I think is kind of bothersome. I don't think that makes them that great though necessarily. I think a lot of them learn theory, but I think there's still a lot of variation in their skills.
I'm not singing very, like, I'm not, it's not distinctly known that I'm singing. It's more of just, I'm kind of mumbling
Oh, and you're just
and stuff,
singing
and
like.
that just,
I
that's
see.
kind of weird, and you walk by a person like that, and you have no
I
idea.
see.
Because the earphones is a.
It's a giveaway though, yeah. These, I'm talking people without earphones.
Like in Broadway's,
Right,
but
but
they're
online.
fighting over everything. Suddenly they start singing.
Except life's not a musical, so.
No, I mean, like.
Life, the musical. Now a hit show on Broadway. You're gonna write a play about it, aren't you? I know it. And I'm gonna be like, damn it, Rob, this was my idea, my title, I get ownership rights. This is copyrighted. We're on record. This will be our
Oh, no,
evidence
you're
that this
okay,
is
fine.
copyrighted of mine.
It was your idea. I watched Phantom of the Opera the other day by myself. It was just the movie. I really wasn't watching it. But I did listen to all the songs. I have to watch it again. I have the DVD at home. I've never seen it on Broadway. Which is kind of sad. Well, my roommates were watching it and I was doing homework, so that's how I got it. That's how it's kind of.
Aren't they touring it here or something like that? I thought they were. Yeah, I don't know. I should know.
I also really want to see Rosencrantz and Guildenstern and that.
I know that it's a play by Shakespeare.
No.
It's a play off of the two characters from Hamlet, which is written by Shakespeare. Sorry, that's what I meant. And it's the two guides from, two guards.
The two guards.
I don't think guides. Maybe we can analyze this. Word modules and whatnot.
This is you not getting enough caffeine.
I'm plenty. This is me not getting enough sleep and but anyway. So yeah, is it a musical too? Or I thought it was a
No,
movie.
it's a play.
Or play or whatever.
And it's nothing like Shakespeare.
Right.
It's
Isn't it British dry humor though?
Talking about how Hamlet, these two guards, they're sent off to do something, and then
they're sent off to watch over Hamlet because, Hamlet's father was, Hamlet's uncle was like, watch out for Hamlet because he's going crazy. So yeah, they're sent to spy on him.
Yeah, well, part of the spying process was, hi, could you please send Hamlet to his death?
That line.
I don't remember the line either, but they.
No, I don't remember that line of hi, could you send Hamlet to his death?
They sent Hamlet to a foreign kingdom, and they with a note, that's with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, and the note says, "Hi, this guy, we don't need any more. Please kill him."
Oh,
Not
I see.
precisely those
Something
words,
like that.
but
Okay, I remember that scene now.
and
Okay.
Hamlet finds the letter. It's really, really interesting. I had to play it at home.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to read it or if you want to see it first. But you have to. You
Okay.
have to. Pretty please. You have to see this.
Okay.
It's my favorite play.
Okay.
Not that I have read too many plays.
Okay. Sounds good. My favorite play was Something of Being Earnest. I can appreciate it. I don't know if I'd necessarily go out and seek it, but I can appreciate it. Horrible question for me to ask and reflects how much of current affairs I don't know, but is Christopher Reed still alive? Okay, that's what I thought. That is still wait, right? Okay.
He was in bed, and developed something else while he was in bed, but he wasn't able to. I forget what he's
doing. Okay.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
And I don't really consider that current events.
Superman, I don't think of Christopher Reeves anymore. Are you okay? Oh my god, don't joke. But I think of Dean Cain.
Oh god.
The new Superman. That's so funny.
Did you watch that one?
Yeah, I used to it every so often.
You don't watch, do you watch Smallville?
No.
No? Oh, okay, I don't watch it either.
I watch a little bit. I mean, if it's on, I'll watch it for fun, but it's, whatever. I'm always like...
You watch everything.
Yeah, I do. It's funny, because I really don't watch TV, but then again, I pretty much know everything.
You don't watch
everything.
Anything religiously.
And if I have nothing to do, I may watch it. If I find it entertaining. If I have nothing better to do, I may.
There's always better things to do. Cook!
Okay, I guess if you put it that way.
Oh, okay, we'll go to the Strip District.
Not here. I do more than at home.
Oh, at home, oh, okay.
Home, where like my friends are in college or they're working. So when I'm home for break, usually our breaks don't match up, too. And then, like, you know, our friends, like, see, it's hard for me to explain, but, like, I guess being an only child kind of goes into it. I'm just, like, I don't like being around people too much. Like, I can do it. I like it. I like it, but not an always, every time thing. So, like, I like, maybe I should just rephrase it to be, like, actually, I just like it when I can sit there and have nothing to worry about, nothing pressing to do, and I don't want to do anything else, watch TV. And then I will enjoy my episode of Smallville or, you know, Superman or whatever.
Don't like to be around people. Well, I guess when you don't like
I don't mean it like I don't like to be around people, because I am a people person. You know how I am with people.
Yeah.
I'm totally outgoing, but every so often I like to be a couch potato and just be worthless for about an hour.
That
That's what I like
night.
To do. Exactly. So, you know.
Doing stuff last night, we did nothing. It was actually nothing getting done.
Oh, okay. Just sat in